So what were there, during that time when you guys were going out, were there a lot of people that were in interracial relationships at that time? Is it common?
It was more so then. You'd see a lot more younger people, you know, in mixed relationships. And when I first married in the early 1950s, it was just unheard of. And there were just a very, very few of us. I happen to have married three Irishmen in my life.
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time. But three Irish Americans, my first husband. And that was a very difficult period for us at that time because it was unacceptable. And actually, I met him when I was going to San Jose State, and he was at Stanford teaching. And he taught a class at where at San Jose State, and that's how I met him. And, I mean, people would actually cross the streets to avoid being near us, walking near us at that time. It was pretty bad. My second husband had the same thing. I mean, the parents, both parents, the two parents did not accept us. And my parents learned to adjust and to accept both husbands. Both these husbands are dead now.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill is my third husband. But anyway, it was very difficult in those earlier years. And we tended to be around other mixed couples because it was very supportive to have them, you know, be friends and to do activities and have a social life, because it was just so unaccepted at that time in the 50s and early 60s. But during about the 70s or 80s, you began to see more and more, especially young folks. And in the university towns, you see more of the mixed marriages. And but you did see a lot of black and white combinations. You'd see some Japanese and Caucasian. Mine was unusual. This is a Filipino and a Caucasian. And people thought that we were war brides. And I was not a war bride. I was born here and raised here. So, yes, it was difficult. Mm-hmm. And I had major incidents in those years where my husband lost his job because he was married to me, and I can go over all those details.